We're doing Dov's minute, 1 minute worth of learning, and we're holding by the continuation of Mudeh Ani. When we continue, so it's customary to say the verse Reshit Chokhmah. The first knowledge a person should have is Yirat Hashem, to be a God-fearing person. Sechel Tov L'Chol Asim, Tirato Meit Lad, etc. We're going to move forward to the verse, the blessing when one washes one's hand. Whenever we make a blessing, so we make the blessing the way our sages instituted. Every blessing was instituted with God's name and the recognition of the fact that God is King of the world. The exceptions we'll discuss at a different time. So we begin, Baruch Ata Hashem, blessed are you Hashem. That's one understanding. What does the word Baruch mean? Baruch could mean I'm saying you are blessed. It could mean I'm saying you are the source of blessing. There are different types of brachot, as we will discuss. Now we're discussing a blessing on a mitzvah. Our sages instituted that we should wash our hands when we wake in the morning. So when we wash our hands, we're performing a mitzvah. So in this blessing, we will say, blessed are you Hashem, Elokeinu, our God, Melech Olam, King of the world. Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvosav, you gave us holiness and sanctity through the mitzvos. How are the Jewish people holy? Through the mitzvos. How are we engaged to God? Through the mitzvos. Kiddushonu b'mitzvosav means dually. Both you gave us holiness and you engaged us. You did kiddushin. You betrothed us with the mitzvos. V'tzivanu, and you commanded us to listen to our sages who told us, al netilat yadayim, to wash our hands. And maybe we're going to get to discuss the words netilat yadayim, what they mean, next time.